Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're live on Twitch, and of course, we're on the Odyssey app. Thank you for turning it on, leaving it on. It's Sean and RJ on a Tolo Tuesday, game 4 tonight. I think Barkley is finally rooting for the Warriors. He's finally turned on us. He's rooting for Vacation 1, Mavs 2, and that is his power ranking of preference.
I mean, look, if you get to the point where you're Charles and Kenny and Shaq, and you know this is the last game you're doing, do you want to really extend the inevitable, or do you want to go play golf?
Go play golf.
And Charles wants to go play golf.
Yeah. Apparently, Charles was golfing yesterday in the Metroplex. That was his plan for the 2 days here.
Trying to think where Charles was playing. It wasn't a muni. I guarantee you that.
A what?
A muni. A municipal course. He was probably playing at D-Nash, as the kids would say.
What is that?
Dallas National.
Just say the actual freaking courses.
Maybe Trinity Forest.
Muni and D-Nash.
CPC. It was at Craig Ranch. It was the Lakewood. Although you lose some balls there.
Mm-hmm. The Lawu?
Huh?
That's Lakewood. Lawu. That's what the kids say.
Jesus.
All right. Now, somehow the Mavs are favored by one tonight in Vegas. I don't get it. Maybe referees. Maybe it's going to be the Warriors falling asleep. Maybe they're thinking about golf. Who knows? Maybe they're out at Baby Dolls until 3 a.m. like the Florida Panthers reportedly. Let's re-rank the talent. We did this before to try to show that Golden State had the advantage. Now let's see how it plays out. And we can go around the room. We can all contribute to one list. Who has been the best player in this series?
You know, Steph has been the best player in this series.
Okay.
I think.
Troy, do you agree? Are you going to put Steph or Luka?
No, definitely Steph in the series.
Okay. I will also write down Steph. Luka's an easy number 2. Who's been the third best player in the series?
Third best player in the... Wiggins.
Yep.
Agreed. Wiggins, number 3. Who's after him?
Man, that's a good question.
Do you want to go Poole, Looney, Brunson?
You know,
Dinwiddie?
Yeah, I'm going to go Jordan Poole. I'll go Jordan Poole, number 4. Listen, it's really hard for me to put. How many are we naming here?
8.
Okay.
Maybe 10.
Let me see if I can get a second Mav in the 8.
Okay. Well, let's name number 4. He's going with Jordan Poole.
Yeah.
RJ?
I think I'll go Poole as well.
You're going to go Poole as well. I'm trying to think of Poole or Looney in this series. And we need you on the truckwreck.com text line as well at 877-881-1053. Jordan Poole is averaging 17. All right, we'll write down Poole. Next. Is it Brunson? Is it Looney?
No, it's Dinwiddie.
It's Dinwiddie.
Right?
I mean, Chris Arnold was talking about Dinwiddie missing for the first couple games of the series.
Yeah, that's true.
Look on the text line and see if there's one that's adamant of who Looney, it should be.
Looney 4, Draymond 4.
Draymond?
Yeah, can't be.
Draymond's not going to be very high on my list.
Let's see. Luka, Steph, Wiggins, Looney, Dinwiddie, Poole, Clay.
Okay. Dinwiddie for the series is averaging 15 points. Jalen's averaging 21. Dinwiddie has not been better than Brunson. Jaylen. So I'll go Brunson. Then I think I'm going to say Looney.
Yep.
And then I'm going to say, I mean, you got Clay versus Dinwiddie? Is that what we're left with?
Yeah, I'd probably put Clay and then Dinwiddie.
You know, here's the thing. Are you just basing this on simply performance or someone who's an irritant? Because if that's the case, you have to put Draymond at number eight.
Okay.
I'm putting Draymond at number eight. I'm not looking at the numbers in the box score. I'm looking at someone that's going to impact you in your skull.
Okay.
And I'm putting him at number eight.
You can put it however you want. So here's what we have so far. Correct us where we're wrong. 877-81-1053. Steph, Luka, Wiggins, Poole, Brunson. So if I stop it right there, they got three of the best five in the series. After the five, it's Looney, Clay, Draymond, Spencer. That'd be three of the next four. That is really, really outweighing you in terms of the talent and the way that they've been playing. Steph, Wiggins, and Poole with just Luka mixed in there. And then after Jordan Poole, you got Brunson, Looney, Clay, Draymond, and you throw Dinwiddie in. So that's kind of how it's gone. Now, the surprise is obviously Wiggins is the top surprise. The way that Andrew Wiggins has played is the top surprise. Jordan Poole, we knew about him early on. And then Looney is the second biggest surprise. So by far, the two biggest surprises of the series are coming from Golden State's side. And that's why Steph said this is the best we've played all year, because you're getting contributions from everywhere.
Everyone.
You're going to tell me you're going to get a career series. It's going to be the breakout for Looney and Wiggins. You're going to get swept.
Yep. Truckwreck.com text line. You guys are obsessed with best player idiocy and fail to see Draymond's value. He is the best third overall player. Or best player three.
Well, look, I've always been a Draymond hater. I've disagreed with Bassick about it. And look, Draymond Green is a guy that whose value is not on the stat sheet. He is their communicator. He's the quarterback defensively. A lot of times he quarterbacks the offense in terms of his passing. I get that. His energy level. But stop telling me that Draymond Green is the best, you know, defensive player of all time. He doesn't guard Luka. I've noticed like twice him on Luka in the series. And Draymond Green has played dumb in this series. For being this basketball genius, he has zero control of his temper. He should have been tossed in game two. Maybe that would have changed the Mavs' fortunes and they wouldn't have blown the 19-point lead. He's been in foul trouble. He commits stupid, stupid fouls. So you can go ahead and love Draymond Green all you want. I know that he's a tremendous, intangible guy. Defensively, he's very versatile. He communicates. But Draymond Green, to me, has played dumb. I know he's not a dumb guy. He's played dumb, and he has lost control of his emotions in this series. So save me with all the Draymond love. You can love him if you want.
No, I'm with you. Not necessarily that I don't like him. I mean, I don't like him. But, like, you know who's the most overrated players in sports? Glue guys, roll guys. They're all a dime a dozen, man.
Oh, wow.
What's Kyle Kuzma doing these days?
Well, no one thought he was a glue guy. P.J. Tucker was one of those guys. P.J. Tucker, glue guy. I'm trying to think of a Mavs 2011 player.
And put those glue guys on an average basketball team, and they're nothing.
Right.
But that's why they're the running backs.
Derek Fisher.
They're the running backs of NBA teams. They're just interchange them from one team to the next. The glue guy, give me a Mavs Draymond comp. Dorian Finney-Smith came up with the Golden State Warriors. He may not be quite like Draymond Green, but he's good enough, and they're not winning a single fewer title. They're not winning one less title.
Wow.
All right, it's just the way it is.
You don't think Draymond has that much of an impact?
No, I think they win title. I think they've won titles because of Steph, KD, and Klay Thompson. And anybody willing to get their hands dirty could have been Draymond Green.
Okay.
And that's just the reality. I believe, we overhype glue guys. glue guys are a dime a dozen, man. Mm. They're the running backs and the goalies of basketball. Just find anyone with a pulse who's willing to get their hands dirty, and they could be a glue guy.
Here is Draymond on his podcast with his thoughts on number 77 on the other side.
And speaking of Luka Doncic and LeBron James and the comparisons that are being made to those two guys, one of the main glaring similarities that stick out at you is how those two guys can manipulate a defense, how those two guys can control the pace of a game. At their size, with their passing ability and the way they can put pressure on the rim and pressure on the defense, and with the vision that they have, they're a lot alike. There's not many people in this league that can control a game or control the tempo and the pace of a game like that. Where I think they differ is Bron will take more transition opportunities where Luka kind of doesn't, unless it's just a complete run out. I also think Luka, as great of a passer as he is, and he loves to pass the basketball, I think Luka looks for his shot a little bit more than LeBron. Now, LeBron is uber aggressive at times, but he's more often than not pass first. Luka is pass first at times too, but he's looking to score more than LeBron and knows, like, from a possession to possession situation. They definitely have similarities. And then you look up and it all makes sense. LeBron, Luka has said over and over again, LeBron's his favorite player growing up. And then you're actually blessed with that size that Luka has. It all makes sense of why there are similarities there, because they are definitely there. And it feels a lot like playing against LeBron, playing against Luka every possession.
Look, I love hearing those breakdowns. That's why I loved Pat Beverly with a different insight on ESPN until I got sick of him on, you know, day three. But, you know, Draymond is the person who tells you how smart they are.
Yeah.
The person who's really that intelligent doesn't have to tell you. The person who's, like, you know, really good looking doesn't have to go into the room and brag, like, huh, what'd you tell Joy Taylor?
What's it feel like being the two best looking people in this room?
Yeah, that's a great line.
Thank you.
Great line.
Didn't work.
But Draymond's the one who has to tell you how smart they are. And don't tell me how smart he is with the way he's played in this series, having to go to the bench and not able to control himself. You know the smartest thing Draymond Green has done? Draymond Green picks up the early tech to give himself a free pass the rest of the way. Like Nick Wright, who has been the national Mavs lover, he always points this out, and he's right. When Draymond picks up the early tech, he knows from that point forward the referees are too chicken to toss him or give him the second one. I thought it was going to happen the other night. I thought the Mavs were going to get like a 10-12-point lead, and it never happened. But Draymond picked up the early tech, and I was like, he's going to get tossed in this game. Mavs are going to win. Warriors went up comfortably, so he didn't have to get that upset. But he's been in way too much foul trouble. He commits some stupid fouls, and he's got to tell you how smart he is over and over and over again. He gets respect from many throughout the league. Watching him play offense is laughable. Like, we all laughed at Rodman, but watching Draymond, and then he hit that one jumper where his foot was on the line the other night, and he's sitting there acting like he's John Paxson or Steve Kerr. It's hilarious. Like, watching him in warmups, I love that Barkley was making fun of him the other night. Why are you shooting all these shots, man? Why are you shooting all these shots that you don't take in games? Because he's scared. I take shots to win championships. That's like Shaq at the free throw line. That's how Draymond is with his regular offensive game. Good passer. I have no doubt he's really smart. Free safety, versatile defensively, but overly emotional. Gets him in trouble. And I don't see him shutting down Luka in this series yet. I see Wiggins out there on Luka.
Yeah.
So that's just me. But that was his breakdown of 77. So just repower ranking the talent. Steph, Luka, interchangeable. You want to say Doncic one, whatever. Wiggins, Poole, Brunson, Looney, Clay, Spencer, Draymond, or Draymond, Spencer. That's a lot of Golden State. A
lot of Golden State
on that list.
Oh, they're a good team, man. They're good. They. There's a reason they were 18-2 or whatever it was to start the year. They are a solid basketball team, and we kind of took it for granted. I know I did. And it looks they look like they are ready for number what four in this run, title number four in the last half dozen years.
Yeah. All right, hit us up here on the show if you disagree. If you got a different list, anything crazy on the fan text in terms of like the top five, or is it all basically? I mean, like Klay Thompson has been disappointing for the Warriors, especially, I mean, definitely in the first half. Who's been the most disappointing player on each side for you guys? Like, if you're a Warriors schmuck,
Klay.
In Golden State, all right, you would say Klay.
I would say Klay. But then again, you know, Klay, I feel bad for him. The injuries, he hasn't been the same since the injury, but he has been disappointed, I guess, from that standpoint. Oh, man. There's a lot in the Mavs.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's Dwight Powell not getting that, oh, I've never seen that alley-oop on the first play from Luka thing from him. But no, by the way,
Dwight Powell cannot qualify.
No, Luka's been a little disappointing. I mean, he's not the best player in the series, I don't think. No. He's not as dominant as he was, I should say.
Yeah, by the way, Dwight Powell, 55 points in 16 starts this playoffs. Mm. That's the fourth lowest by a center in the last 40 playoff seasons.
Say that again for Bassick in the back.
Dwight Powell has 55 points in 16 starts this playoffs. That's the fourth fewest points by a center in the last 40 playoffs.
Klay's averaging 16 in the series on 49% shooting. But who's been the most disappointing Maverick? Is it, to me, it's either, I didn't have this expectation of him. I thought he was playing above his head a little bit against the Suns. Dorian Finney-Smith?
Well, look, it could be Maxey.
Could be Reggie.
Yeah, I mean, Reggie's gotten, he's gone scoreless, twice this series or twice the last six games he's gone scoreless. So he's been disappointed over the last, couple games.
Yeah, like Dinwiddie has come on. It can't be him.
Nope, can't be Brunson.
It's Reggie, Maxey, Finney-Smith, right?
Yeah, it's got to be one of those two or three. Wow. That's your answer. Because there really is nobody else. There really is nobody else.
Yeah.
They don't go that deep.
All right, Reggie Bullock in this series. I'm just trying to go ahead and pull it up. 11 points. He scored 12, 21, and 0. 29% from the field. 30% from three. Saturday Night Live. Having some fun with the Mavericks. Plus, we got the final details on the death of Dwayne Haskins, and Major League Baseball has a punishment for Josh Donaldson after the Jackie Robinson incident. That's next, right here on The Fan.
Hey, what's going on, Tolos? It is Troy Hughes. Let me talk to you about Platinum Ford, the best Ford dealership in all of North Texas. You know I love talking about Adam Vinci and what they do over there at Platinum Ford. He's, of course, the general manager when it comes to finding yourself a brand new Ford. But here's the other thing. Let's say you want to have your Ford checked, like you already have a Ford vehicle. Number one, if it's an older model, just get a brand new Ford. Seriously, you're going to find the best selection at Platinum Ford between Highway 80 and I-20 in Terrell. Or if you need to have it checked out, have them check it out at Platinum Ford. They have that all-new 41 bay shop equipped with the latest state-of-the-art equipment to service all your automotive needs. In fact, I'm taking a 12, 13-hour drive next month to Florida in my Ford F-150, and therefore, I'm going to have the guys check it out over at Platinum Ford. You can do the same thing. Or at the other end of the building there at Platinum Ford, just go ahead and sit down with Adam Vinci with a sheet of paper, some crayons, or whatever else, and customize your own Ford. That's right. You can customize your own Ford at Platinum Ford. For more information, go to PlatinumFord.com or drive a little further to save a lot more at Platinum Ford.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
right, football fans. The NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
And it's Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan. Rangers back in action tonight here on 105.3 The Fan. Pregame at 8 o'clock. If you can't listen to it here on 105.3 The Fan, just tell your smart speaker to play it at 105.3 The Fan. Segment this morning brought to you by Sewell, and it's also brought to you by our good friends over at Frankel & Frankel. 214-333-3333 or truckwreck.com. In case you've been involved in an accident and it's not your fault. Principal Office, Dallas, Texas.
Crosstalk with KMC coming up at 9:40, Saturday Night Live, having some fun with the Dallas Mavericks and the Warriors. We'll play that audio for you here on a Tolo Tuesday. Thanks for turning it on, leaving it on. A couple of very sensitive stories, and that's why we need you on the truckwreck.com text line. Dwayne Haskins was legally drunk at the time of his death, according to his toxicology report. Legally drunk when he was struck by a dump truck in Florida on April 9th. The blood alcohol level was a 0.20, and they took a second sample, a 0.24. Of course, Florida legal limit, 0.08. He also tested positive for ketamine and norketamine, drugs that are used for anesthetics, but also have been used recreationally. He died of blunt force injuries when the truck hit him in the middle lane of the highway, and then another car was swerving to avoid Haskins and ended up hitting him as well. They also said that there was a woman in the car. They don't know the relationship. It was not his wife. And Haskins was out the night before with dinner with a cousin or a friend, and later went to a nightclub. They drank heavily, and at some point, they got into a fight separating. So that's what happened the night before, according to the investigation, and those are the details on the passing of Dwayne Haskins.
Terrible news. Awful details. Ketamine also is used, has been used to fight depression. So maybe that's what he wasn't using in a recreational form or anything that was bad. It was maybe potentially for depression, but still a lot in your system, and definitely enough in your system where you should not be on the road.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you have ketamine in your system, that means you're probably sleepy, and you throw in a depressant like alcohol, and that just gets it even.
I mean, the question is, what would lead you to walk on a highway? I know they're saying he was trying to get gas. What state of mind was he in? Did he think that, did that contribute to him wandering out on the highway? I mean,
maybe
you don't walk out here and try to cross. Was it like really, really, really light traffic? If you're going to look out here just beneath us and cross 75,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there's got to be light traffic. Now in the morning when we're driving in, you know, I guess you could do it at 4 a.m, but, those are the questions. I'm just being honest in my mind. Was he influenced to the point where he thought that this is something that he should do? In the 911 call, you hear this woman screaming, "What are you doing? Get out of the road."
Yeah.
Get out of the road. So those are the details on Haskins.
You know, it's like I've seen more people over the last several months ride their bikes on the highway than I've ever seen before, like on the shoulder.
Really?
They're just riding bikes. It's like, man, that is just so dangerous.
Some of the Twitter response, nobody gains anything from reporting this, so why are they doing it? Let the man rest. And then someone, you know, was asking me about Gil Brandt and saying, does this vindicate Gil? Because you said that was the end of his career. I think it vindicates like Gil's overall scouting report of Haskins in determining, you know, what type of player he was going to be coming out. It doesn't vindicate or excuse what he did that
day. In the moment. Yeah.
Gil Brandt did not know that Dwayne Haskins, unless Gil had someone at that dinner the night before that saw Dwayne Haskins ingest ketamine. Gilbrand did not know that. Gil did not know that his blood alcohol content was a 0.24. It was reckless. It was insensitive. And it was a rush to judgment because there's no way Gilbrand could have known these details. So that doesn't excuse it, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think... he's not right because he didn't know. There was no right or wrong at the time. He didn't know.
Yeah.
He didn't know anything.
In the hours when this news broke, you don't say he was living to die. Talk about him charging a cover charge at a pizza party or bowling alley, whatever it was, you know?
Yeah, that was just poor taste.
Poor taste.
There wasn't, he didn't know what happened. I mean, it could have been. I mean, look, it very well could have been what Gil said it was, that it was reckless. It very well could have been just an accident. And either way, you can't speculate there. You can't speculate.
So that is Dwayne Haskins. And then Josh Donaldson got suspended one game by Major League Baseball for the Jackie Robinson comment towards the White Sox, Tim Anderson.
Towards Tim Anderson. Again, Tim Anderson was, you know, plays for the White Sox, black man. Josh Donaldson was on the base path, and he said to Tim, "What's up, Jackie?" He called him, and he said that it was in reference to Tim calling himself the new Jackie Robinson in 2019 in an article.
Yeah.
I don't remember what article.
SI. Maybe
it was SI. And baseball suspended him for it because it started a bench-clearing brawl, and they suspended him for causing the brawl.
Has a player ever been suspended for calling someone else a person's name? I don't think it's ever happened. I can never remember it, ever.
I can't remember it.
Baseball said there's no dispute over what he said. Regardless of the intent, the comment he directed towards Mr. Anderson was disrespectful and in poor judgment, particularly when viewed in the context of their prior interactions. This is, in my opinion, baseball just going like way, way, way above and beyond to protect the legacy and the legend of Jackie Robinson. And I understand it wanting to do that overall, but give me another player in the history of sports who's ever been suspended for calling another player's name.
I don't think there is one. I do think that Jackie Robinson's name is a little more protected than any other athlete's name for that matter.
Yep.
If Tim Anderson had called himself, first of all, he shouldn't have compared himself to Jackie Robinson.
Tim
shouldn't have. Because you're not Jackie Robinson, and nobody is. If he had said, "I'm the new Willie Mays," and Josh said, called him Willie, or the Say Hey Kid.
But the context of it was Tim saying, right, like, I'm
bringing fun and energy to the game.
I'm a minority, and I feel like I need to represent like Jackie did.
I understand that, but you know what Jackie went through is nothing that
is comparable
today. I don't think. Maybe it is. I don't think it is.
I agree with you.
So I think it's like, let's leave Jackie out of it. You know, like let's leave him. Leave his name.
For Tim Anderson, you'd think that should be like, that's hallowed ground.
Hallowed ground. Leave his name where his name is. And you want to say, hey, look, I'm the next Willie Mays. I'm fun. I bring an athletic style to the game that is missing in a lot of these parts, and I'm going to bring back the black community.
Look, in being very honest, which we're known to do on this show to get ourselves in trouble sometimes, what Tim Anderson said, you could say was like extremely, extremely arrogant. I know no one has said that, but like to compare yourself, I'm the next Jackie Robinson. That's why the context of it was very, very important. You know, I think, you know, the way I read it, he was basically saying, look, with the low numbers in Major League Baseball today.
Yeah, it's like eight, I think it's like 8 to 10% of Major League Baseball.
You know, I'm kind of viewing myself, but someone could come back and be like, you know, imagine if a kid in the draft in the lottery was like, I'm the next Michael. I'm going to be LeBron. We'd be like, are you stupid? Why would you say that? Why the hell would you say that? But I think Tim Anderson was trying to just use it as a representation of what he's feeling as a minority. But I mean, just general rule of thumb, just stay away from Jackie Robinson. You're the next Jackie Robinson. On the surface, someone could be like, who do you think you are? I've seen those reactions. I haven't heard anyone in the media say it, but you could have that reaction.
Yeah, I mean, look, I understand that, you know, but again, like if he had called himself a different player's name, if he said Willie Mays and
Henry Aaron
and
Henry Aaron went through a lot.
He did. Oh, absolutely. But you know, and Josh Donaldson had called him, "Hey Hank, hey Willie, I don't think this is a story." Jackie Robinson's a different guy. It's a totally different connotation. It's a completely different situation. And that's where this becomes a story.
All right, enough seriousness. Let's finish up with some fun. Saturday Night Live. I guess this was the season finale and the finale for Pete Davidson.
Oh, well, a lot of people. Pete Davidson's gone.
Kate McKinnon's gone. That's who Twitter said, forget Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
Like, Amanda made me record this to, like, because she's obsessed with the Kardashians. And she's like, Pete was barely in it.
Yeah.
Like, Pete wasn't even there at the end. Kate McKinnon is the one Twitter saying should be, you know, mourned for leaving the show, not Pete Davidson.
Yeah, Kate McKinnon is way, way more important to Saturday Night Live than Pete Davidson has ever been. So, yeah, this was the season finale. So with it came the jokes and the comedy, and that include making fun of Stephen A. Smith and Kendrick Perkins.
Dude.
And this is great. Chris Redd, by the way, is the guy who does Stephen A. Smith. He's so spot on.
Forget that. The Kendrick voice in this one, and the Stephen A.'s good. I thought the Kendrick Perkins voice in this from, what's his name?
Kenan Thompson. Yeah.
I thought it was dead on. Here is first fake on SNL, Steph or Luca.
Molly, I've thought about this question very deeply. I've consulted with my family, my friends, and my doctor. And today, I must declare that I got Steph Curry, because he's the greatest shooter of all time. And he can't. And Molly, I've personally seen him do this. Shoot a ball from San Francisco into the first class seat on an airplane. And stay with me. 6 hours later, the ball swishes into a basket at Madison Square Garden.
Stephen A., with all due respect, Steph Curry is the worst player to ever play the game of basketball. I mean, sure, he scored 32 last game, but my man Luca got a 40-piece, and then he pulled down 8 biscuits and threw in some extra sauces, okay? Your man Steph is too short. The boy needs a ladder to comb his own hair.
Come on, that Kendrick's dead on.
It's pretty good. He's got that Beaumont, a little Beaumont taste in his mouth right there. A little bit of Southern hospitality with that Bayou babble and a tad bit of Bill Cosby at the end. But then one more clip from Saturday Night Live. Stephen A. Smith, he was asked a very, very, very important sports question.
All right, let's get back on track. Dallas is number 2 in the league scoring defense, which brings us to our next big sports question. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Molly, this is the toughest decision I've ever had to make, and my grandmother spent 4 months on a ventilator. That's why I went on a 10-city listening tour in an Oscar Mayer's Wienermobile. And today, I can say without a doubt that a hot dog is a sandwich for now and forever. Amen.
Basically, the KNC Masterpiece Show right there.
Oh, yeah.
I was curious if you were going to pull the Michael Rapaport impersonation.
No. Because I
thought it was bad?
Bad, a little bit bad, a little bit who? I think for most listeners,
that's
definitely that. Listen, I know I love to preach about East Coast bias, but man, Michael Rapaport is very East Coast.
You think?
Yeah, very East Coast. And what I mean is that when you live on this side of the Hudson, you're like, yeah, isn't that the guy who was the cop on Friends?
Was he the cop on Friends?
Yeah.
I didn't watch Friends.
I watch Men Shows.
I was going to say Men Shows, but you can't say that these days.
You can't.
Yeah, he was the one that Phoebe stole his badge.
Yes.
So there it is. SNL, the season finale on First Take. Let's crosstalk with the KMC Masterpiece next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.